Okay, we're going to listen to some hobos talking hobo history here. Along with us, they're waiting to catch out on this on the grainer.
Right. Where do you go from any? You going up to St. Paul? Where do you go after that?
St. Paul?
Yeah, where do you go from there?
I'm going to visit Betty up there in Betty.
And then where are you going?
Minneapolis, and then I got to come back south, right over this same line into Dubuque.
So you'll be riding this freight back down?
Catch the CC in Dubuque. They change crews in Freeport, Illinois, and True Rockford into Chicago. Berwyn and Cicero.
South
right there,
yard.
They got a little yard.
The South yard?
They stopped there.
Is that what they call
right
the South yard?
They stopped between Berwyn and Cicero. The B&N Clyde yard is just under it. You go over it, and they'll stop right there. No bulls, good train crews. Last summer when I come through, you wouldn't believe what that fucking conductor did for me. He says there's a empty right up here. I'm waiting on a train. I'm sweeping on some ties. Five cars from where it comes out of the yard there, the sidetrack, onto the main line. He told me, he says, there's an empty right up here. I says, I checked it out. I says, I was waiting for your engine power to get here. You know what he did? He carried my fucking bag, and he got down on one fucking knee. He was a big guy like you. He said, step on my knee and you'll be closer to the fucking car to get into it. The car door was open this much, look. And the other door was open completely. I stepped on his knee. Get up there. He passed me my bag. He said, a different crew will relieve me in Freeport. That's about
it. Hey, here we go.
Here we go.
100 miles.
Starting to make noise.
Here we go.
Pretty quick.
We back it up a little bit, then I'll pull forward.
Yeah, here
there
it goes.
Is.
It's a rolling.
All right.
Okay. We are ready to chase that train. Chase that baby.
Nothing waiting for us.
That's right.
All right. Side door. Let's see here. Let's get our seatbelts going here.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Jesus. Yes. You
know, I don't know these roads. I've never been on them before.
So tell me about the steam days. When did the steam go out? In the late 40s?
56.
Yeah. It was the when we bridge over.
Union Pacific, 57.
Uh-huh.
And New York Central Railroad went out 56, and they tried to bring it back 60. They run it for 1 year.
Oh, really?
All their passenger trains and steam and freight.
Just in New York?
No, New York Central between New York and Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Their whole fucking line.
Uh-huh.
That's that. That was a New York Central, the water level route.
Oh, I see.
They tried it out 1 year and it
didn't work.
And
so what did they do after they made the transition into diesel? What did they do with all the, where they used to scoop up water?
The
water troughs?
They tore up the water troughs and the tankers.
And the water tanks and all that stuff?
Well, they, some were dismantled.
Some of them are still around.
Still around.
I have seen a couple of
ones. The freights were the two outside track. It was a four-track railroad,
Uh-huh. Four tracks?
Four tracks.
Really?
Yes. Two outside tracks were the freight line, and the two inner center tracks were high-speed mail and passenger.
Really?
They had the water troughs. New York State, through Erie, Pennsylvania, into Ohio, Indiana, and right into Chicago.
Wow. So you got about 25, more than 25 years of steam riding behind you. You rode the steam for about 25 years before it went over to diesel.
25, a little over. That was 56 when I got rid of steam power.
Steam. And when did you start riding the freights? In
1930. Yeah, I got more time than I got.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
When you add all this up.
Because you never stopped. You're still out.
Yeah, oh, I know.
You are the king of all kings.
That's why I become famous.
That's right.
That's how I can become famous. You know, I've had some important people tell me, since you're famous, and you're a celebrity, it's nice to hear from you. Somebody say that to you.
Oh, yeah? Everybody knows the side door Pullman, kid.
I was getting pretty, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Football team.
They give you free tickets?
I was in New Orleans this
morning. Oh, were you?
Yeah. Oh. Rick Kellner, the guy who
did that article?
Made this possible, yeah.
Right.
Now he's got a job with the Chicago Sun-Times.
Oh, is that right?
He's from Chicago, okay. Anyway.
So you still keep in touch with him, that's good.
Oh, yeah. To you, that looked two times.
Right.
I don't think they'd stop to pick you up.
No, they don't.
Nope. You're too big.
Right.
And such as,
right.
They go right by you.
Exactly.
But I'm no danger to them.
Right.
And they know
so
that.
So mostly women pick you up?
I get a lot of rides from women. Oh, all kinds of women. Red Cross woman, this and that. Jeez, they tell me who they are.
Young, old, fat,
yeah,
skinny, beautiful,
well,
ugly.
Mostly young women. You'd be surprised.
Oh, really?
How many young broads I
can just right? See when they're turning on the charm.
And I kind of use my charm.
Yeah?
I got it.
Yeah, you got more success with women than I do.
You see, I'm never lacking for a dollar or two in my pocket. That's
right,
why.
Right. I got to see
Papa, you know.
That's my side door. I want to ride with you sometime and just go along with you as you do these, as you're turning on the charm to the women and however you get by to, you know, let people put their trust in you and ease of mind that this guy's not going to, you know. Honest, sincere person, and he's no danger.
I've had him where they dropped me a couple of bucks, not last year, but the year before. I was broke, coming through Albert Lee, Minnesota, all those places,
right.
Mankato, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they look at me, they says, well, I don't have the most with me. They give me $2, $3, $4, $5.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
They give money to you.
They give me money. Yeah, and I was broke at the time, and I had...
Good.
I as much as told them I was broke because I got to wait till the third of the month to wire for money in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
And this was maybe a week before the third of the month, and I'm broke. I'm Tap City.
Yeah.
I'd say, oh, fuck. Then I, as much as... I'm begging them in a nice way, I know.
Right, right, right. You're just letting them know what your situation
is. Yeah, what my situation
is. Right.
Reached out, give me $5, $10. I've had them give me $20. Like
wow.
That. Bang.
Yeah. You didn't have to do no work for that or anything?
Nope. Just use my charm and my intelligence.
Yeah. Right.
And be nice to them.
Right. They put you up in their hotel room with them and all that stuff?
Oh, no.
None of them ever took you into their bed?
No, they don't go. I'm their father. I remind them of their father.
Oh, is that what they tell you?
That's, you know, yeah. That's...
But I just think that a guy spends as much time on the road as you, you know, and because, you know, I haven't spent much time on the road the last few years of going to school, but when I was, though, man, sometimes I wasn't in any one town for more than an hour before I hooked up with a woman. And it doesn't matter if I'm going to be there for the night or for a couple of weeks. I'm going to spend the rest of my time with her, you know. And she's taking me in and just, fed me and you know, back rub and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Nice little temporary romance.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, when it's time to hit the road, maybe we'll do it again sometime if I'm passing through, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right.
But, you know, I went through prostate cancer, you know.
Yeah.
So
right.
My situation is a little bit different than yours.
Right.
And I tell them that, you know, where I have to, you know.
Right. You should have seen me before my operation.
But I'm benign as of now. Doctors tell me you don't have any cancer.
Yeah, good.
And
you got many years left ahead.
So in other words...
And your doctors know that you ride the freights and all that?
Oh, Jesus, yes. I let them know.
Yeah.
They better know about me. I had my urologist, Phoenix... Jimmy Sports Illustrated, he was smiling. This was after I was king. This was last year.
So you were official king of the hobos.
And yes. And he had this under his arm.
Uh-huh.
And he was smiling.
He says you're a celebrity. He says, this article.
Yeah.
I says, I got that magazine at home, Doc. Right. And his name was on it, Geller, you know, on the back, you know, that subscription. And you he know, got a kick out of it.
I'll
you know?
Tell you.
And he told the other doctors, too, about me, you know.
Cool.
And I, my other pill doctor, my regular doctor, he knows all about me. So I let him know. Well, definitely.
You got to, right. You know, I have a Xeroxed copy of that article, but I would like to find...
Sports Illustrated?
Right, and I'd like to find the a fresh copy, you know, an original copy.
And, what?
Of that issue, yeah.
Well, what you got to do is you got to write the fucking company.
Right.
That's where you get
right.
those.
I wonder if I could find a back issue somewhere.
Well, you know when it was. It was
right, I have the date and all that.
18th of June, right. 6th. 94.
Right.
I was in it.
Right.
So you got to get that issue.
Right.
June 18th.
If I could find it.
July 18th.
Right.
94.
Yeah, I have a photocopy with the date on it.
All right. So you got to get a back issue.
If I can get a back issue, then I'll get you to sign it.
And the only way, you got to get this from Sports Illustrated
right.
somewhere.
I know.
Somewhere.
You know what? I remember the guy even did like a cartoon illustration of you shaking Joe Montana's hand.
Yeah, he did the best he could. He come close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was, you know.
Yeah, it was close.
Right.
And,
had your conductor hat on yet. And he picked you up when you were hitchhiking, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he picked me up in St. Peter, Minnesota.
Right. And didn't you guys, split up and then you met up again or something?
Yeah, that's about the article, yeah. I was coming downtown from downtown Mankato, and the first night he let me off, I slept over on the Chicago Northwestern branch line there,
uh-huh.
on a greener, and the train come through, but he didn't pick those cars up, and I said, that's good.
Right.
Well, anyway, the next day, he says, you might as well ride with me for a day or two. You don't mind, do you? I says, hey, I'd be delighted.
Right.
And so that's how I got to know him.
Cool. And he introduced you to Joe Montana.
He was in River Falls, Wisconsin. That's across from the Twin Cities. Gone from the Twin Cities and the River Falls. They were in training. Now listen
right,
to me.
Right, exactly.
The Niners were in training, or was it the Chiefs? Yeah, the Chiefs.
Right.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
That's when he was quarterbacking in his last
year. He just came over from San Francisco.
That's right. And holy shit, I got to say hello to him, and he called Joe over. He was in street clothes, and the rest of the team were in their togs and gear.
Right.
The reason why he was, he had an arm in a sling.
Right, he had a day off.
Yeah, well, it was in a sling. He had something, you know, he got hurt with that left arm.
Right.
The right was good. That's his throwing arm.
That's his throwing arm. He could have played, yeah.
But visit with Minneapolis Jewel.
Yeah. She's always fun to visit.
Yeah, she's fun to visit. She's okay.
Her and Candyman and German Herman.
She may even cook us a meal for Christmas. So you go fucking around these places like the barns, pretty soon fucking farmer's got a gun.
Well, I've been rousted out of a few of them, yeah.
Betcha. He'll come down with a fucking rifle.
Right, he will.
Blow your ass off and
no. They never shot at me. They just came in and said, move along.
Move along, that's right.
Yeah, I did.
Don't you go on anybody's property like that.
Yeah.
Missouri River. Omaha, that goes to Omaha.
Omaha, okay.
This is the Mississippi, so it comes through St. Paul.
Okay.
Minnesota. And it goes down river. This is the Mississippi here. It goes all the way down to Quincy, Illinois.
Yeah.
This will go to New Orleans. Let's see, in Mississippi.
Yeah, it would. Go all the way out into the Gulf.
It'll go to places like Memphis.
Yep.
Places like that. Down to New Orleans.
That's it. Go. Cotton country, rice country.
Cotton, yep. Rutland country is right. New Orleans, Jesus Christ, they got to bury their dead above. I think they got the cemeteries that is 6 foot off the fucking because the water is
everything. Right, it'll wash downstream or something.
I mean, the ground is.
Right.
I don't like it around New Orleans. It's
really?
Sucks. Yeah, it sucks.
Really? Never had any good experience with it?
No, what you look out, it's nothing but swamp always. Everything is swamp.
Yeah, I agree.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
And it must be full of alligators.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They'll get you in a minute.
Right. Big cool thing, yeah.
Poisonous snakes.
Yeah.
So I don't care. Go down that part of
right.
the mean, you got to sleep out.
That's right.
Wow.
I did that.
I slept out.
I slept along the riverbank in about 10 years ago.
Where, around New Orleans?
Yep.
Oh, fuck you. Them alligators, they eat you up.
No.
Did it have an experience like that around New Orleans?
No, not with any alligators or snakes.
Well, they
if I have problems.
Fucking
yeah.
poisonous snakes down there.
Right.
They got that coral snake.
Right.
Got worse snakes than that because those bayous down there, the
yep.
French live there.
Right.
And the
and
ones that live in
the
bayou
Italians.
Country,
right.
they know all about alligators and snakes
right.
and all. They know
yep.
how to take care of them.
Oh, yeah. Just chop their heads off with a shovel.
Yeah.
They get too close.
Big, what do you call these fucking things?
Like a sickle?
Yeah. That's why I don't travel that goddamn country like Mississippi and Alabama.
You stay away from down there, huh?
I stay away.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, something bad is going to happen to you.
Yeah.
You don't see many hobos travel that country.
I didn't when I rode.
Well, they travel, but they must hitchhike or something.
I rode out of New Orleans.
They must stay in...
And came up into Tennessee. I went across... part of Mississippi, mostly Alabama.
What I
the
mean
Meridian or Meriden, something
yeah,
like that.
Meridian.
You're right, in Birmingham.
They don't sleep out too much. They're either
Jackson.
Mission Salvation Army because that fucking ground is saturated with all kinds of poisonous snakes.
Right.
They'll get you if the gators don't get you.
Right.
Don't travel that country.
Oh, they didn't get me.
Listen, even Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
We got more fucking snakes
you're
than
right.
anybody in the world.
You're right. And you're right down there in it. You live in
you
Phoenix?
You know, Gila Bend? Yeah, the Gila Bend.
Yeah.
I go down there.
Right.
Train man knows all about it. He's been on that fucking desert.
Right.
He loves that Gila Bend.
Right. Oh, yeah. I've been down there. I was there with you.
Yes. Was you there, too?
Yeah, a couple
all
years
right.
ago.
So, train man's an expert on that. You know, he always carries a gun with him, you know.
Train man?
Oh, yeah. He was a fucking ass. He let me take his gun, a 357.
Yeah?
I popped off a couple of shots just to get the feel.
Right. It's 16. The Crescent, 2 miles.
I was gonna... Tell you at that stop sign, you didn't stop, and they'll get you. These fucking small towns, they'll get
yeah.
you. They may be just sitting over there.
Yeah, I'll be cool when
I'm
they'll
rip you off, I'll tell you.
Oh,
you'll
I know.
Be
I've been ripped off.
You'll
right.
be paying $100 for
oh, yeah.
that fucking stop sign.
I ain't paid a cop straight over $20 in Chicago to let me go.
Well, there you go. I said,
you have to feed the bears.
Stop at them stop signs.
Right.
Come to with that stop.
Yeah.
Into here?